Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be talking about the importance of intention, the importance of being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll go over a hadith which is considered to be half of our religion.
ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عمر بن الخطاب relates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. That indeed actions are by intention. And verily a person will get only that which they intended. So whoever emigrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then his emigration is for the sake of Allah and his messenger. And whoever migrates for the sake of a woman or for any worldly purpose, then they will have what they emigrated for. This hadith, by some of the scholars, they consider this to be half of our religion. Why? Because in order for any good deed to be accepted, it must meet two conditions. That it is sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it is done according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith is talking about the importance of intention. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed actions, the reward for any action is based on the intention behind it. And a person will get from the action that which they intended. And many of these scholars, they began their books with this hadith to remind us of the importance of being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if an action is not sincere, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for it. It comes in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am the most self-sufficient. I don't need any partners. So whoever does an action and associates partners with me in it, then I leave him in the action. Meaning there's no reward for this person in that action. This is why it is very important for us to always check our intention before we do any act of ibadah, before we do any act of worship. That who are we doing this for? And what do we expect from this? Do we expect reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it? Or are we just doing it out of habit? And the intention is what distinguishes between habits and worship. Because a person can just go and pray and they just do this habitually. It's part of their culture. Like, you know, I gotta pray. But another person who has the intention in his heart, they understand why they're praying. That they're gonna stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between these two people is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. Because one person is conscious of why they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other person is just doing it out of habit. And the intention also differentiates between the acts of worship itself. For example, it differentiates between the obligatory prayer and the voluntary prayer. When a person stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray, the obligatory prayer, the intention is there that they're praying this prayer. When they're praying their sunnah, for example, the voluntary prayer, then they have the intention for that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions that the thing that I fear for you the most is shirkul asghar, the minor shirk. And they inquired that, what is it, ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, showing off. Shaitan will utilize every opportunity to come and ruin our intention, to try to put things in there that will cause us to leave certain actions because we fear we're showing off. And anything that is done for somebody else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered shirk. And if we leave off an action for the sake of other people because we might think that this person is looking at me, this is considered showing off. It is extremely important for us as believers to always check our intention. That we do things only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't matter who's looking at us. If I intend to read the Quran, doesn't matter who's looking at me. I go ahead with that action. We do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that is the condition for it to be accepted. That it is done sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is done the right way. Because a person can be extremely sincere, but they don't do it the right way, that means the action is not accepted. For example, a person might want to pray 4 rak'ah for Fajr instead of 2. And they're sincere because, you know, 4 is better than 2, let me pray more. But no, because we learned that Fajr is only 2 rak'ah. Increasing the amount of units does not make the deed accepted. In the same way, if a person is doing actions the right way, but they're not doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this action is also rejected. And another beautiful thing about this hadith is we can turn our daily activities, things that we do on a normal basis like eating, drinking, sleeping, going out, we can turn these acts into worship by our intention. How, you might ask? That, let's take for example 2 students in medical school. One is studying so that they can secure their future, because doctors get paid very well. So they want to live a good, comfortable life. And this person will get that. That's what their intention is, so they'll get that. They're not sinning, nor are they getting any reward for it. But another person, his intention or her intention is that I'm doing this to help the Muslims, to help people. And I'm doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help the people around me. Every single moment that they're spending and studying and learning and applying, they're getting rewarded for it. Because their intention behind it was to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can turn even these daily activities into acts of worship just by the intention, by intending to seek Allah's pleasure. And what is the end goal? What level do we want to get? What should we aspire towards? Hasan al-Basri said, I didn't look at anything, nor did I speak, nor did I move towards something, except that I asked myself, is this in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in disobedience? Why am I doing it for? What am I doing? Who am I doing it for? And if it was sincere and it was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would move towards it. And if it wasn't, then I wouldn't go towards it. So this is the level that we should aim towards. So if this is the end goal, how do I start? Well, this is today's exercise. Number one, to always ask ourselves before we do anything, especially the acts of worship, that what am I doing? Who am I doing it for? And why am I doing it? What am I doing? I'm about to pray salah. Who am I doing it for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why am I doing it? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to pray 5 times a day. And every time we check our intention, we become more aware. And number two, let's try to take one thing that we do on a daily basis, eating, drinking, studying, for example, reading, and try to turn it into an act of worship. Try to get good deeds behind this. And it can be something simple as spending time with our family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one of the companions that you do not spend anything from your wealth seeking Allah's pleasure except that you are rewarded for it. Even the morsel, the food that you put in the mouth of your spouse, could be an act of worship because we seek Allah's pleasure behind it. And this is going to take practice. Now, what's the intention behind it? But the more we try, the easier it becomes. And when we work on our intention, we can turn these daily habits that we do into acts of worship. We could be getting good deeds 24/7, but it's going to take time. It's going to take practice to understand why we're doing this and how we can transform these actions into acts of worship. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be sincere to Him and to slowly change our habits into acts of worship by rectifying our intention. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم